This information is subject to a disclaimer at the end of this podcast. Please ensure that you listen to the disclaimer and go to www.ubs.com for further information about UBS.
Hello, I'm Laura Sutcliffe, Australian healthcare analyst here at UBS. Today, I'd like to share with you some insights from our Q-Series report, which covers three major breakthroughs in the world of neuroscience and neurotech. We look at the potential impact of GLP-1s in addressing addiction, the potential use of empathogens and psychedelic medicines in addressing mental health problems, as well as the possibility of a market for brain-computer interfaces, or BCIs, in overcoming severe mobility issues. These developments could all present investment opportunities. GLP-1 agonists, now a very well-known class of drugs for managing diabetes, cardiovascular risk, and weight, have emerging scientific evidence in the field of managing addictive behavior. In particular, it looks possible that those who are very heavy consumers of alcohol and who start taking a GLP-1 for other reasons, such as weight loss, could potentially see reduced alcohol consumption as a secondary effect. If this happens, even without an explicit label for addiction, these drugs could have a significant impact on both individuals and the economy. Globally, about 280 million people are thought to suffer from alcohol use disorder, which contributes to around 3 million deaths a year. The economic burden of alcohol use disorder in the US is estimated at around $250 billion a year. If, let's say, 1 million obese people with alcohol use disorder in the US can be helped, total alcohol volume consumed could drop in the low single digits, leading to a potential cost savings of about $8 billion a year. Another exciting opportunity lies in the potential repurposing of old drugs for conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder. Some of these drugs can potentially induce neuroplasticity in the brain, which could be used to positive therapeutic effect in controlled settings. With about 13 million people affected by PTSD in the US, the economic burden is estimated again at around $250 billion annually. We think the market for a new drug in PTSD could be worth around $5 billion a year in sales, and large cap pharma companies are starting to recognize this opportunity. Finally, brain-computer interfaces, or BCIs, have the potential to revolutionize the way we address mobility deficits. Implantable BCIs can significantly improve mobility for patients with seriously limited physical function. And although things are still happening on quite a small scale, we ultimately estimate a market size for implantable BCIs of up to $56 billion. In conclusion, the paradigm-changing capabilities of GLP-1s, innovation in neuropsychiatry, and BCIs present opportunities for new industries to develop and for sustained benefits for manufacturers. We think investors should consider the significant economic costs associated with addiction and mental health issues that could be ameliorated, as well as the sales potential for key innovations. Thank you for watching.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries, and/or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content. It has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. Copyright UBS 2024. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.